So as they can show back his shag and when we hit him says even that samach. We hit him small set of a wall separating two chatzeres had ladders lined up against it. Even if the ladders span an area greater than 10 amos, the wall can still be considered a wall and two chatzeres need not join in a common area if they don't want to. Bruna is Rabbi Yehuda, we find that Rav Nachman and Shmuel said if there's a two-level structure where the people of the upper floor have access to the chatzer via a ladder and they must access the chatzer to exit to the street if the people of the upper floor don't join the area with the other people of the chatzer, then if there's a small entrance four tefachim high around the ladder, they consider it to be separate from the chatzar, no passel the Erev. However, if there's no such entrance, then it passels the Erev. So according to what Shmuel said above, we should view the ladder as not creating an entrance to the chatzar and therefore not requiring the people at the upper level to join the chatzar with the Erev. Mar says, this case is discussing whether the upper level is less than 10 tefachim of the chatzar and therefore is considered to be part of the chatzar even without the ladder. In fact, Mar, if the upper level is not 10 tefachim high, how does a small entrance around the ladder separate the upper level from the chatzar? Mar says, the case is where, although it's less than 10 tefachim high, the upper level is enclosed with an opening of less than 10 amas. Therefore, if a small entrance is made at the base of the ladder, they're showing that they have separated themselves from the chatzar. The people of Kakanoi asked Rabbi Yosef to provide them with someone who would make a proper Erev for them. Rabbi Yosef asked Abaye to go make the Erev and told him to do it in a way that no one will come and complain with what he does. Given that this was a public city, Abaye intended on making an Erev that left some of their houses out. He saw that there were houses at the edge of the city that also opened up to the river and not to the city. He thought to leave those houses out of the Erev and thereby make the rest of the Erev permissible. He then said, but from the Mishnah, it seems that the houses left out of the Erev must be houses that could have joined the Erev, but which were intentionally left out. However, these houses at the river couldn't have joined the Erev because they weren't open to the city. Therefore, I thought to make windows into the walls of those houses facing the city, and that way they would be allowed to join the city's Erev, and specifically leaving them out would be effective. He then said that there's no need to make windows, because even if they don't have the ability to join the Erev, specifically leaving them out should be enough. We find that Rabba Rabba Ravua made separate Eruvim in each neighborhood of Mechuza, even though they could not have joined with each other because of the deep pits that separated them. He did so because each Erev encompassed less than the entire city. If so, leaving over the houses at the river should be effective even without opening windows in the walls. He then said, well, maybe Mechuzah is different because the rooftops were connected, so the houses could have joined in one area. Maybe that's why leaving out some of them was effective. However, the houses by the river, since they couldn't join the area of the city, and therefore, so maybe leaving them out would not be effective unless windows were made into their walls. He then said that the windows were not necessary because we find that my buyer, Puf Dosa from Pumbedisa, left out storehouses as the area to be left out of an area, even though a storehouse is not someplace that needs to be joined in an area. Abaye said, given all these difficulties, this must be why Rav Yosef, this is why he must have told him, make an error, be careful that people don't cause people to complain, because had he made windows unnecessarily, the people would have been angry. Mishnah said, Elohim kein also chutzola ki'ir chadosha. Abraham says, Rabbi Yehuda said, Chadosha was the name of the city in Yehuda, which had 50 residents, including men, women, and children. This was a city that was used to be left out of the area for a larger Erev. In fact, when making an Erev in Chadosha itself, does an Erev need to be left out? Mar says, what's the question? The same way Chadosha is left out of the larger city's Erev, the larger city is left out of Chadosha's Erev. Mar says, the question is, does a standalone city with 50 residents need to exclude some houses from its Erev if it used to be a public city? Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda argue. One says it needs to exclude some houses, one says it does not. The Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Oimer, Sholish Chatzeres Fechulu. Rav Chomar Goyen, the name of Rav, says we pass in the neck of Shimon. Rav Yitzchak says one only needs to exclude a single chatzar or house. Can it be that a single chatzar with no house is considered to be left out of an Erev? He means one chatzar in one house. Zok the Mishnah, if someone was to the east of his house when Shabbos began, he told his son to establish an Erev for him from the west of his house, or vice versa. So if he's 2,000 amos away from his house and the Erev is further than that, he takes on the tchum of his house and not his Erev. If he's 2,000 amos away from the Erev and his house is further than that, he takes on the tchum of the Erev and not his house. If someone puts an Erev in the extended boundaries of his city, he has accomplished nothing, because even without the Erev, he doesn't begin counting at 2,000 amos until he's gone beyond the extended boundaries of the city. If someone puts an Erev beyond the tchum by even one amah, what he gains in one direction, he loses in the other. Jack the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if he was on one side of his house when Shabbos began and the Erev was on the other, he takes on the Erev of either the house or the Erev, whichever was within 2,000 amos. How can it be that his Erev is within 2,000 amos but his house is not? Rabbi Yitzchak said, when the Mishnah says he is to the east and he is to the west, it doesn't mean that to the east or the west of his house. It means he's to the east or the west of his son. So it's quite possible that he's closer to the Erev than to his house. Rabbi Bashila says the Mishnah must be discussing where he's east or west of his house and the Erev is on the opposite side of the house. However, the Mishnah is discussing where his position, his house, and the Erev create a triangle. Not linear. Therefore, it's possible that he's closer to his house with regard to east-west, but still closer in total to his Erev because of the distance of the north-south. Mishnah said, "Anois in Eruv b'toychi bura v'chulu." Mar asked the Mishnah discussing the placing of his Erev out of the tchum. Such an Erev would not be effective. Mar says the Mishnah means that the Erev was placed outside the extended boundaries of the city, but within the tchum. Mishnah said, "Masha nisker hu mafsid." Marias, the Mishnah says that if he places the Erev one Amma out of the extended boundary, the Amma he gains in one direction loses in the other. That's not correct, because he'll be losing a lot more. Bryce says if he places an Erev outside the boundaries of the city is no longer considered to be 4 Ammas, so he'll have to count 2,000 Ammas even when walking towards and into the city. However, if his dwelling place for Shabbos is in the city, the entire city is considered to be as 4 Ammas. He doesn't even have to begin counting until he leaves the city's boundary. If so, he's losing a lot more than one Amma in the Mishnah's case. Mari answers, when one's 2,000 Ammas tchum ends in the middle of the city is not considered to be only 4 Ammas. However, curve, one's 2,000 amma measurement that allows them to go through the entire city. In that case, the city would be considered only 4 ammas because the tchum allows them to get through the entire city. Avidi also said this concept in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Avidi said this concept is not logical, but we must accept it because it was said by the Heliger Rabbi Shimon Levi. He said, why should there be a difference if someone's tchum ends in the middle or at the end of the city? Rav asks, we see this concept in a mission, so why do Avidi say there's no base for the concept? The next mission says, when a large city neighbors a small one, the people of the large city may walk across the entire small city, but those in the small city may not walk entirely across the entire large city. Presumably, this is because the tchum measurement of the large city takes them all the way to the end of the small city, but the tchum measurement of the small city doesn't take them all the way across the large city. Avidi says, the proper version of the mission states that the people of each city may walk across the length of the other city. The reason is because the mission is discussing where in a case where they put an Erev in the other city. Marias, we still find this concept in a mission that says if someone's tchum ends in the middle of a cave, he may not walk in the cave beyond the limit of 2,000 amas tchum. So why did Rabbi Shimon Levi have to repeat this concept? Mar says he wanted to teach the din that if 2,000 amas takes him through the entire city, the city is considered to be only 4 amas, and the remaining of his 2,000 amas may then be used to take him beyond the city in that direction.